Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, it is 298 in the blue hymnal. When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See, from His head His hand gives me sorrow and love flow mingled down. Neither such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown. Where the whole that bear an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, beams my soul, my life, my love. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You for this time that You have given us on this Sunday morning to worship You together in this church and also online. We thank You for the manifold blessings that You shower upon us every day, the good health and strength in our bodies, the gift of life, fellowship, family and friends, and above all, the privilege to come before You as Your children to worship You, Lord. We thank You for the gift of salvation that You provided through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world. Dying with Jesus, we die to our sin, and by rising with Jesus from death, we have a new life in Him. As we continue the Lenten journey towards Easter, help us to remind ourselves to reject all the sins and evils in our lives and repent of our sins and renew our life on a daily basis so that we can be conformed to the glory of Jesus Christ as we live out our life in this world. We thank You for everything that You give us today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven who worship You and adore You. May Your name be lifted up in our songs, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word and in everything that we do here, Lord. And also bring blessing to Your people so that we will be empowered by Your Holy Spirit when we go from this place and be useful witnesses for You in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now, since we are only very few people, we can just wave each other. Thank you all for joining anyway. And thank you all for Martha and Liliana and Guillermo. Thank you for joining online as well. We have a Lent prayer that I wanted to read together. If you can take the hymnal and open to page 268. So I will read and you can repeat after me the prayer of Lent, 268. O God, our Deliverer, You led Your people of old through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide now the people of Your church that following our Savior We may walk through the wilderness of this world.
We may walk through the wilderness of this world.
Toward the glory of the world to come.
Toward the glory of the world to come.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Who lives and reigns with you.
Who lives and reigns with you.
And the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us go to God in prayer with our prayers of concerns and blessings. This is the time of prayer for the church to share our prayers of blessings so that we can thank God for the blessings that God gives us every day. And also it is a time to share our burdens and concerns as a church family between each other and also with God, trusting in the promise that God answers our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us trust in Him and His promises in the scripture that He will answer our prayers. Because we are His children. So let us go to God in prayer. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin in those boxes. As I shared earlier, please pray for Wayne Clements. He had a scheduled surgery for his kidney stone on Tuesday. And he came back home on Wednesday. And then he started a severe pain. And he called me crying. And by the time I got ready, Norman already got on the way and took him back to the hospital in emergency. And it was severely, he was in pain. And the next day, yesterday, he's still in the hospital. They had to do another surgery to finish up what they didn't do in the beginning, I guess. So there was some kind of a blood clot or something that was causing the pain. They were able to remove that, and he said yesterday, I talked to him in the hospital, that he's fine now, a little tired, but no pain, and he expects to be released today, sometime in the afternoon. So please keep him in our prayers. And also the family, Carol, her son and wife, Michael and Linda, are with her now, so she is at her home. So please pray for Wayne and family. Jan texted me that she won't be here today because Harry has been admitted in the hospital with pneumonia. I don't know when that happened, but she said to keep him in our prayers. So please continue to pray for Harry's recovery and also pray for Jan. Pray for Martha and Rich. Martha is online with us and I talked to her yesterday. Martha, you want to share something or you want me to? Oh, her microphone is not working, she told me earlier. Her blood, the count that they expect to go down is not going down. It's probably going up a little bit. So that's what she's worried about now. Please pray that God will provide the right treatment. At looking at various options of drugs or medicines or procedures that they can do. So she's still on a waiting mode, but she's doing okay. She's strong in her faith, and she's online with us, and continue to pray for her that God's will be done and strengthen her in her faith. And pray for Richard also, who is caring for her. That God's blessings be with them during this time of difficulty that they are going through. So keep that particular item of Martha's treatment program, that God will provide a way for the doctors. And Liliana and Guillermo are online with us also. Guillermo is not doing very well. They are looking for a caretaker for the weekdays. So if you know anybody who is interested, Liliana, get in touch with me and I will get in touch with Liliana. And they need somebody to be there during the weekday when she goes to work. So please look around and see if anybody, and she will pay. Please keep him in our prayers during this time, particularly Liliana, who cares for him, and God's comforting presence to be with them as a family. The two families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, that Miss Lou shared in Mississippi, O'Day family and the Hughes family. One of the families had two deaths back to back in 2 weeks. So please pray. I don't know which one. I think it is the Odei family. So please keep those families in our prayers as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. And continue to pray for our nation, our president, our vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors, and many others, and also that God will bring around a way to have their decisions so that they can control and manage the inflation that is going on. And you all know that our prices are going up every day, so God will provide a way to manage this and give them the wisdom to do the right things so that the country will be back to normal. Continue to pray for our service workers, our military, fire and police, and all the grocery clerks and trash workers and delivery people, many, many others, our farmers, our industrialists, all these people who work day and night, even though we are not seeing them every day, they are working behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, pray for them and for their safety during this time. Those are the prayer requests and the call-outs that I have. Anybody else have anything? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We will have a moment of silent prayer, and I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as a church family to come before you and share our prayers of blessings that you shower upon us every day. The good health and strength in our bodies, the gift of life, family and friends and fellowship and church, and above all, the opportunity that you give us to worship together in this church and also online. Because you gave us eternal life through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we all become one family together, worshiping together. We thank you for the eternal life that you gave us through your Son, Lord. We thank you for, above all, your grace that you cover us with every day, even when we are not aware of it. Thank you again for your presence in our midst today. We also bring up our prayers of concerns and burdens as well. Many of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls and in our spirit, especially the ones that we have lifted up and named here. The ones who are in the hospital particularly, we pray for Wayne and Jan. As Wayne and Harry, bless them, Lord, with your grace of healing. We thank you for the recovery and the progress that you have given to Wayne's surgery. As he is waiting to be discharged, we pray for your grace upon him and the doctors and the nurses who treat him. Bless Carol and family also, and Michael, who is with her now. Comfort them with your presence, Lord, and fill them with your peace. We pray for Harry also that they can find the root cause of his problems with his fever and pneumonia, and do the right things for his treatment. Bless the doctors and the nurses with your wisdom, Lord. Strengthen him in his body and in his spirit. Pray for Jan also. Bless them as a family and cover them with your love and protection. We pray for Martha. We pray for your miraculous hand to work on her, Lord. As we unite in our faith and pray, we know that you will answer our prayers. We thank you for strengthening her throughout this past several years during this chemo and the cancer that she has. We pray for your touch on her now so that the count that they are expecting to go down will go down, Lord. Bless her, bless the doctors and the nurses to make the right decisions with the treatment program that will be effective for her. Strengthen her again in her body and her spirit. We pray for Richard also, his caretaker for her, and bless both of them with your grace and mercy every day and comfort them with your peace. We pray for Guillermo. Thank you for being with them. Continue to strengthen him, Lord, as they are going through a difficult time. Yeah, we pray for your healing hand to touch him. We pray for Lillian as well. Bless them as a family and guide them through the future, that they need to find somebody for the caretaker. We pray for your grace upon them to find someone, and bless them with your grace and comforting presence and peace. We pray for the families who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the O'Day family and the Hughes family. Bless them with your grace and mercy, and comfort them with your presence and peace. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various problems like that in various ways in their lives. Pray for your peace and comforting presence with them. We pray for our nation, particularly our president, leaders of the Congress and governors, and many others who make decisions, that you will give them the wisdom that they can make the right decisions to lead our country socially and economically to the right direction. We thank you for our service workers, our military, fire and police, and all those who are serving us in many different ways. We thank you for all their services, and we pray for their safety and their family's safety during this time. We pray for our church here, Lord. Thank you for this place that you have given us to gather and also do our worship and to do your witness in this community. Bless us, Lord, to do and to use the opportunities that you give us faithfully. Every opportunity that you give us, Lord. Especially we thank you for the Hispanic ministry. Bless them also with your continued presence and grace, and pray for the pastor there that they can also grow with us, Lord. We can be a blessing to this community that you have planned us to be. Thank you for again your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. In our meditation of the word and all the prayers that we make, bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you again for your blessing through us, in us and through us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, as we pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Scripture says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Heavenly Father, who does not change like the shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. From your open hand, we receive all of these gifts of life, health, joy, and fellowship. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today. And we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, I will read the scripture. It is taken from the letter to Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 through 31. The letter of Paul written to Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 through 31. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of word that you have given us, Lord. You gave us your Son Jesus Christ as the living word who came to this world in the word in flesh and blood, who lived among us, Lord. As we meditate on your word, bless us to understand the meaning, the spiritual truths behind the word. Illumine our souls. Open our hearts and minds. Help us to have an obedient and humble spirit so that we can follow what you have commanded us to do. During this Lent season, help us to reflect on our lives and rededicate our lives for the glory of your kingdom, so that we will be a blessing to this world as we live our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the 5 Sundays before the Palm Sunday, we observe as Lent Sundays and reflect on our life, how we can reject and renounce the evils in our lives and repent of our sins so that we can be renewed by the Spirit of God during this season. So it's a season of reflection that we use this time every year. As body of believers, we need to understand what we are supposed to be doing in this world as we live out our life. I always remind everyone that our life is a gift from God. Not by our choice we came to this world, but because of his choice that we have a life in this world. And so because of that, the purpose of the life that God has given us is also God's purpose. It is not about our purpose in our lives. So we need to understand that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. That is why he gave us a life in this world. In order to do that, God has given us the gift of his scripture, that we can live out our life based on the scripture, that we can follow the scripture and be the people that God wants us to be as we live in this world. We talked about the first Sunday in Lent, 2 Sundays ago, we talked about the unity of the body of Christ, unity of believers, unity of spirit, that we have to be united in spirit so that we can be useful for God's work in this world. Today we are going to talk about building each other up. In Ephesians, Paul is talking about some instruction to the church in Ephesus that how they can be more useful for the work of the kingdom of God and also for the blessing of their community. So he is giving some instruction about how to live their life. And we talked about the unity in spirit. Then last Sunday we talked about speaking the truth. Without speaking the truth, there is not going to be unity. We have to be transparent and open to each other without hiding anything. So be speaking in truth, at the same time speaking the truth in love. That's what he reminded us through his letter that we discussed last Sunday. Today we are talking about, he's continuing to teach the church that do not anger and do not give the devil a foothold by sinning while you're angry. And then he continues to say that whatever you talk and speak with your mouth should bring encouragement and edification for others. And he said that do not let any unwholesome talk come out of their mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up. So we are to build each other up as Christians. Many times that is what Many times we fail in that. As people who live in this world with many kinds of attractions and many things that come and rule our minds, we try to find many times the negatives rather than the positives. How we can correct certain things, how we can correct a person. So that is what most of the time comes to our mouth. There's something wrong here, something wrong this church, something wrong that we are doing. We need to do all of these things in a different way. Those are all good. But we also have to be more cognizant of the fact that we have to be encouragers to find the positives and the good things so that we can encourage each other, and encourage our community, encourage our churches, encourage our fellow believers. So in order to do that, Paul is asking the believers in Ephesus to watch what you say. Last time we talked about what we say should be what we mean, and what should we mean should be what we say. So our meaning and our heart and our tongue should be in sync. So we don't want to lie to each other. Here he is saying that not only that, we also have to use gracious words so that we can encourage each other, not to tear people down. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul talked to the Thessalonian church the same thing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing now." So that is telling the Christians to continue to encourage and lift up fellow believers. So the church in Thessalonica was already doing that, but in Ephesus he's reminding them also that you need to start doing encouraging each other, not only to find fault at each other, but also to find the good things and encourage and build each other up. That's the only way that we can grow as a church or as a community. So that is the lesson today about building each other up. Building each other up is to encourage others by our words and our deeds. When I go to the fitness centers, and if you have gone to a gym, one of the things that I noticed there is that is one of the most encouraging places that you can see. It is not about finding who is big and who is fat. We are trying to look for people who are fit so that we can follow them and be like them. So that is a place of mostly encouragement that I can see when you go to a gym or a fitness place. They're trying to strive. They're making an environment where people are striving to improve their physical health and their shape in that environment. They're not there to judge each other. That you probably won't see that. You might see people who are different from us, but you don't feel like judging each other while you are there. Words and actions that reveal support for each other. That is what that environment looks like. So the whole gym environment, I compare that to our churches. We need to be like that, not to be finding fault with each other, but we come here for a purpose to encourage each other so that we can be spiritually fit and build each other up so that we can grow in our faith and be useful for God's work in this community. So as members of God's family, we have a responsibility to help each other grow in our faith. We are told to encourage one another and build each other up and to be patient, bearing with one another in love. And that's also what Paul says in this letter that we read. So we need to encourage each other and also bear each other, one another in love. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good and build them up, recognizing that our Father in heaven is so gracious with us. We are to show the same grace and be gracious to other people. And while we daily seek to follow him, let us pray that God will give us the grace to be gracious to others and use positive words and gracious words to build each other up. Building each other up is also to share our talents and our blessings. If we have talents that God has given each and every one of us, some kind of a talent. Some may have the talent of preaching like I do. Some may have the talents of singing and playing piano. Some may have the talent of serving in many different ways or keeping up the church. So we have different talents and opportunities that God gives us to do. And building each other up means that we use our talents also in the appropriate way at the right time, opportunities come up. In the Prophet Isaiah, in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 41, read about how people encourage each other. While they were in their captivity in a foreign country, they had to encourage each other to survive, not only to get out of there, but also to survive during that captivity. They had to encourage each other. So the prophet is telling them about the carpet encouraged the goldsmith. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. Sorry. So the carpenter has a job to work on the carpentry and the wood, and the goldsmith work on the metal. How can they actually encourage each other? You know, their types are different, their professions are different, their styles are different. But that's what the prophet is saying. The carpenter operates on the wood and the goldsmith on gold. One uses a hammer and a chisel while the other works with the fine instruments, like the goldsmith. So you might think that the goldsmith is probably more skilled than the carpenter. Some might think like that way, because the goldsmith does a very delicate job and very detailed job. So many people probably might think that the carpenter is not the one to encourage the goldsmith. It should be the other way around. But the prophet is saying that the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. That's telling me that professional achievements are not what make the difference. Many times we look at people with different professions are on a different level, like the doctors or nurses, lawyers, or highly placed professionals, and then some of them call the blue collar and other people. But God has given us all of these professions and talents equally based on our ability. And if you remember the 10 talents that the parable of the talents, if we read that in the gospel according to Mark, about Jesus teaching about the principle of the parable of the talents. So each was given talents according to their ability. That's what we read there. It is not about their status. It was not about their physical strength or look or anything like that. According to their ability. And God knows each of our ability. And God has given us the opportunity to use our talents. So God knows what we can do with our talents. So it is not about one being in a higher pedestal or a better position than the others. You know, cleaning the church is a job that everybody can do. But preaching, maybe not all can preach. But that doesn't mean that the preacher is above the cleaning people. It is not like that. So it is not about one talent being superior or inferior to the other. It is about equally dividing opportunities that God has given us according to our abilities. We do not compare ourselves to others, but keep on focusing on serving each other and serving ultimately God through our potentials and the opportunities and the talents that God has given us. In Proverbs, Solomon says that iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Our words and actions should be sharpening each other so that we can be more powerful for God's work in this world. Building each other up also means to comfort each other in our sufferings. And when we all go through times of sufferings and difficulties and problems in our lives, the body of Christ is a phrase many times used in the New Testament, particularly by Paul when he talks about suffering. Because he compares the body of Christ as our own body. That he says in Corinthians and many other books about when one organ suffers, the whole body suffers. You cannot just say that, you know, I am the leg and you have a wound on your hand. You cannot just say that it's your problem. It is the whole body's problem. So building each other up is like the body working together. When one organ suffers, the whole body suffers. That means the church suffers. So we need to support each other during our times of suffering and troubles. Jesus' decision to operate in the invisible head as a large body, and he is the head. And that's what Jesus taught us. He said Christ is the head of the church, and we are the body and parts of the body. So when we suffer and when we go through pain, it is not just us going through pain, but Christ himself is going through the pain and the suffering with us. So in order to build each other up. We have to bear the sufferings and the burdens of each other. As we, many of us do, as like we see that now, many of our people are in hospitals and need medical cares, and one person cares for the other. And that is how it should be. And we have to be caring and supporting each other during our troubled times. And building each other is to be the church. That is what the church is meant to be. We are one body, and we need each other to be the church. So those who have done shopping for building materials, so if you want to construct something like a construction in your home or remodeling or something, you have to go pick up so many different things. And if you had built a house or a project like a house, you will know what exactly that means. It means sheetrock, it means nails, wood, I mean, you name it. As you go through the list, the hinges and the screws, every little thing that you have to add up, so many different things, hundreds and hundreds of things that you have to do for a simple construction. But each one of those items by itself is not going to make the project, not the house. All of them put together will build the house and the project. And each of them has a unique place and a very important place in that building project. Just like that, we all have a place, even if it's a small minor screw of a window, that has a place and an important place in that function that that screw is doing. So as people of God and the Church of God during this Lent season, let us prepare ourselves, our hearts and minds, so that we can build each other up in our actions, in our words, in our deeds, in everything that we do. Building each other up is also to fellowship and worship together. Many times, worshiping together is not taken important during these days now. Many people think that they can worship their own, on their own. But that is not what we are supposed to be as the Church of God. We cannot build each other up if we don't meet together. I mean, you can worship God at home, and wherever you are, you can worship God by yourself. But as a church body, if we don't meet together, we cannot build each other up. We don't share things because we don't see each other and we don't understand each other. So meeting together for worship, for other things together, for working for God's mission in this world, let us meet together as much as we can. God has given us many opportunities now in church, online, or various different ways. So let us also make sure that do not forget to meet together. It says in Hebrews, it reads like this: do not neglect to meet each other together. And it is, some people are in the habit of not meeting together. And he continues to say that the author is saying that encourage each other by meeting together. So as Christians, our purpose may be difficult to determine by ourselves as a single person. But if we join together with each other, we can do greater things than one person can do. Then our purpose becomes clearer, and we need each other. So let us continue our ministry in this community and also our life in this world, so that God's purpose in our life can be fulfilled. We can build each other up in our word, through our words and our actions and our deeds, using our talents and our opportunities. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Blessed Assurance, which is 369 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is come. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hero salvation, purchase of God. For of his spirit, what in his blood. This is my story. My song, praising my Savior all the day long. praises my soul, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, I in my Savior am happy and glad, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let us thank Reina for helping us playing the piano today. From the Hispanic ministry. Thank you, Reina, for joining us today. As people of God, go in the knowledge that God is guiding us every day. God has given us a life in this world as a gift to be a blessing. So let us use our opportunities to build each other up so that we can be the people that God wants us to be and also the church that God wants us to build on this. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace. Thank you. Thank you all for joining. Liliana, I talked to you.